pizza, you smoothie, me high school pizza, cafe, ole, latte, da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up call, cause we both know that this verse is slow to the morning. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA on the iHeartRadio Network. I hope you all are doing well today. I'll tell you what, how was your Easter? I want to hear about it. If you want to bear with me while I'm making some adjustments here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, if you want to send me an email, let me know how your Easter went, feel free. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Well, welcome to Coffee Talk, guys. I am CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, and your biblical teacher, and in addition to that, your independent clergy and your encourager. Well, we welcome you to our show on Coffee Talk on a Monday, again, the day after Easter. Today's Coffee Talk I want to talk a little bit about is I want to give you their six lessons that we can learn about the prayer that Jesus teaches us in the Garden of Gethsemane. So let me ask you something, guys. Have you ever considered, if you've ever given the foreknowledge of your life, how many of you guys would spend your final hours? Well, Jesus, as the Son of God, knew his mission. In fact, he went down this exact timing of the events that's going to unfold in his life, as we remember. And in the hours before Jesus was taken to be crucified and ultimately died for our sins, Jesus chose to pray. So what I want to do is I want to give you six helps from my archives that's going to help you as, again, these are what these are, or these are six lessons about prayer that teaches us, that Jesus teaches us about the Garden of Gethsemane. And I believe these helps are going to be helps for you guys, okay? So the first one I want to talk about on Coffee Talk on a Monday is prayer is the relationship with our Heavenly Father. In fact, friends, I want you to remember this, that prayer is connection, conversation, and communion with our Father in heaven. And through prayer, relationship is fostered and grown. We are not merely praying to the ceiling above us. We are speaking to our Creator. In fact, guys, if you go to the book of, and make note of this, if you go to the book of Mark, chapter 14 and verse 36, Jesus calls out to God using the name Abba Father, which is translated to be known, as many of us know, to call God Daddy or Papa. Using the same Abba Father was not disrespectful as concerned, but could rise such an informal way of referring to the Lord rather than it was evidence of the relationship Jesus had with his Heavenly Father. Also, Scripture reminds us, if you go to the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 15, it tells us, by Jesus, we also cried to the Creator of everything, Abba Father. And that is what Jesus desired for us as well, friends. And we are called upon Him as our Father, tenderly, emotionally, with deep reverence and love. Likewise, God desires such an intimate relationship with us as His children. And we all know in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 26, another good one, Scripture reminds us, friends, that understanding even our sighs and our groans, just as a parent may come to understand the nonverbal needs of a child by a tear or cry, God understands our hearts before we even open our mouths to speak. Do you know that? A lot of people don't think about it. God knows everything about us. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And He knows our beginning, and He knows our end, and He knows every thought that we're thinking. Also, I want you to keep in mind, friends, that prayer invites the exchange between us and God. And this is why Paul encourages pray without ceasing. C.A., where can you find that? Highlighted in your Bible or on your Bible notes, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. In order that we may build that relationship with the Lord, in order to know Him, trust Him, and connect with Him all the more. You see, Jesus, He had that kind of relationship in the garden, and that is also available to us, friends, just as the same. Wherever you pray at for Him, because He listens. Second point I want to make, prayer can produce beauty from pain. If you think about it, friends, every detail in the Word of God holds great intention and purpose, even down to the locations. In the hours before He was taken before Pilate, Jesus chose to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You see, Gethsemane in Aramaic is a common language of the time, which means oil pressed in order for olive oil to produce olives that must be pressed and squeezed and crushed. So I want you to also know this too, what is produced through that is something pure. And that is why specifically virgin olive oil comes specifically from cold press olives without the addition of processed oils. Did you know that? If you didn't know that, you learned something new today, right on a Monday. You see, friends, in the garden, Jesus was pressed in prayer. It says in the book of Luke chapter 22 and verse 43, how He sweat as His drops of blood were pouring from His face. You see, friends, Gethsemane proved to live up to its name and the pressure upon Him. Yet from the garden, He emerged ready to complete the task He came to earth for. Think about all that. You see, often it is through very prayers that we produce within us is pure and something sacred. And it's no surprise that olive oil is used a lot for anointing. When you're anointing and you're praying, a lot of pastors, a lot of clergymen, a lot of people in general, when they're praying over somebody, use the olive oil. Third point I want to make, God's will is always better. Remember that. God's will is always better. You see, friends, the refrain of prayer within the Gethsemane were of Father, if You were willing to take this cup from Me, yet not My will, but Your will be done, as we well remember. See, Jesus repeated in some of the gospel accounts three times over. What we can draw from these honest words are that it is not sin to not desire the hard path, friends. However, we must remain obedient. You see, I want you to think about this, guys. Obedience to God is seldom the easy path as we gaze upon the mountain to climb. But in time, it will prove the right way. You see, Jesus knew the will of His Father and what would be required in order for all the prophecy to be fulfilled. And what was necessary in order for the words to be spoken by God to prove faithful. You see, friends, the hours that would unfold next to Jesus would be the complete torture, the suffering, and the misery to point the horrific death upon the cross. Yet He obeyed. He did this in order that we may be forgiven of our sins, in order that we may that the promise of the Father may be carried out. Imagine the pure delight in heaven after Jesus completed the task. The joy of His followers on earth as He arose again to greet them. The victory, friends, is only preceded by the trial. From these truths, we can take away God will ultimately be what we will unfold. But also through obedience, though it may be daunting at times, what will be birthed is at the glory of His glory and our benefit. Another point I want you to know. We are not alone. What, C.A.? That's right, we are not alone. Scripture tells how Jesus went into the garden to pray. And although His friends were not a stone's throw away, He entered into the place alone. In fact, if you remember, in the agonizing prayer, he went before the Father, knowing fully what was to come. And in the battle with his own flesh, the request, if it could only be another way, it could be so. But in Luke, as we read the whole chapter, and I encourage you to read the whole chapter, Luke chapter 22 explains how he prayed in such an earnest that it was as if the blood was like the drops of his blood falling to the ground. What an imaginary that conveys of someone truly in the complete affliction. Yet he was not alone. Verse 43 shares how an angel was sent to give him strength and to comfort him in the times, in our times of forlorn prayers. We may not have a visible angelical visitation, but we can know that his spirit is with us all the way. Amen? Amen. I want you to remember that. Also, I want you to take notice as well how he comforts us through friends reaching out, through reminding winks, or through blankets of peace that come upon us. You see, friends, rest in knowing that you are not alone and that you never will be. Hold firm to his promise. Make note in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. Through his spirit, he gives peace, understanding, and a pouring out of love. Through prayer comes connection. Through connection comes communion. Two more points I want to make on Coffee Talk on a Monday. Don't sleep on the job. What, CA? Yeah, I'm going to give you a point on that on my notes. Don't sleep on the job. You see, in every account of the Gospels, it is apparent that Jesus' disciples quite literally fell asleep on the job, as you all remember. Jesus requested that they remain in prayer, and as he went off to pray alone in order for them not to fall into temptation or worse. In fact, if you read the whole scripture, Matthew chapter 26, it finds that the disciples fallen asleep multiple times throughout the night. Remember that? And the wisdom that can be gleaned from the verses is in our own prayer walk, that is, we must not be drowsy to the call of the Lord. And we're all guilty of that if we think about it, aren't we? Have you ever got like droggy at work? I know I have. Especially if you work second shift. You're used to maybe a little nap at my young age, right? Or some of y'all's young age. Or if you work day shift. But God's reminding us, hey, don't fall asleep in knowing when you're praying. Pray without ceasing. Pray for me to help you in your situations of times of needs. Don't go asleep at the wheel. Okay? Because Jesus has it. If God has called upon you to enter in a time of prayer for someone, friends, or something, do not delay. Do not defer. And don't sit on a pew like I did many, many times ago. The Lord is inviting you graciously to take the part of intercession of an event. Do not reject it, such an ask. Welcome it, carry it with the great care. From on the other side of all of it, you will too be able to vigorously rejoice in seeing the glory that is of the Lord's. My last and final point on Coffee Talk. Number 6 would be the flesh is weak, if you think about it. You know, friends, the sincere prayers of Gethsemane. Remark how the spirit is willing, but the flesh is indeed weak. So why this is stated and not assumed is because in order for the flesh not to deter or hold back, what the spirit is willing to do in an obedient strength was required. In fact, if you remember, and let's just take it back on Luke's account in the garden, prayer conveys on how the angel of God was sent to strengthen Jesus. And it was through the spirit of God that Jesus was able to access the strength needed to complete the task that laid before him. So, in our times of struggle, it would not be a stretch to feel the wearies and the weakens to move forward. We've all been there. But through the finding of our strength, not within ourselves, rather through His Holy Spirit. Remember, God's 3-in-1. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit within us, that we can then and only then complete what lies ahead. Let Him embolden your strength and your flesh in order to make you courageously to continue on with a brave heart. You see, friends, His Spirit within you is strong and faithful to carry you onward. Remember that. And my last point on the garden, the glory of the Gethsemane. That's what I call this one, the glory of the Gethsemane on my notes. A bit of dark time leading up to the sacrifice of Christ. The prayers of the Garden of Gethsemane can teach us so much about the prayers in our own walks, if you think about it. It reminds us that we do not walk through the dark times alone, but that He is with us in those tearful moments, the pressing of the strain that would provide worthwhile, though His will and His timing, the relationship born of prayer with Him and in the glory of it all, coming to the personally and truly knowing our Creator and His great love for us. Praise His name and praise Him for the great sacrifice He has for us. Well, in closing on Coffee Talk, I've got one more song I want to play, and it's a Chris Tomlin song, and I know you're going to love it. It's Jesus Messiah. Boy, if you don't feel the Holy Spirit moving on there, and I don't know what to tell you all. That is a great, great song by Chris Tomlin. Jesus Messiah on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Coffee Talk with CA. We try to change it up. We try to do it a little differently. Hey, on Tuesday, I'm going to bring them back again, Coach Dan and Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hopefully, they'll be talking a little bit more longer, and that'll be on my Tuesday podcast. Well, friends, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys got a lot out of this. Prayer, I want you to know something. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the interconnecting that we have with Christ. Believing in Him, trusting in Him. As you look back yesterday and you were probably at your church services, at your churches or watching them online, it just isn't about Easter. It's about every day. He is alive and well. He is resurrected. He overcame the grave. He's our Lord, a Lord, King of kings, and Almighty God. And you know what my prayer is? My prayer is that you guys out there, you listeners out there, that are Christians, can reach people like I do. Reach them somehow. Knocking on doors, bringing them cooked goods, cookies, whatever, checking on them. Showing a little love out there. Don't you think that's what's missing in our country right now? Is a little bit of love? It seems like everybody kind of fends for themselves. As my grandfather would say, he's up in heaven. He's been up in heaven for a long time. Or even my dad would say, or my mom, it's a dog-eat-dog world. And it is. But there's still some compassionate people out there. And with the culture changing, churches changing in culture, things are changing. Like I said, I realized I can't live in 1970. I've got to go to 2021. You know, with the tablet preachers out there, and I'm not downing them, versus holding the good book. But you know, personally, I still have to hold the good book. And it doesn't bother me if the Bible's on my tablet, my iPad, or my iPhone, but I still got to hold the gospel. And I hope you guys do too as well. And I hope pastors that are tablet pastors do the same as well. I hope you do. You know, don't ever just toss your Bible away. Goodness, I hope y'all don't do that. Like I've told you stories before of people that throw them in the garbage, which is sad. And I found a whole box of 24, that's right, 24 Gideon Bibles, New Testaments, which I gave to the homeless people. They can be donated. They sure can. But we're here to love and serve, and we're beyond past Easter now. He is risen. He is alive and well. He's always been risen. He overcame death. He died on the cross for my sins and your sins. And the only way we can reach to God is through Jesus. He's our olive branch. It's very simple. And if we can help you, me or my ministry team, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions. Guys, you can follow me on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. Also, follow me if you got an Apple phone, follow me on Apple Podcasts. We'd love to get a 5-star rating on that. Y'all can follow me on that or iHeartRadio. Right now it's running neck and neck between Apple Podcasting and iHeartRadio. I got a listener count from iHeartRadio, but I went into another deal yesterday evening and I was reading it and it says, you are almost tied to the runner. X amount of percentage of listeners listen to Apple Podcasting. X amount of listeners listen to iHeartRadio. We are syndicated on iHeartRadio, but we are on a lot of major networks. And it's thanks to listeners like you. As we get closer to getting closer here in the next few months of being on the air for 3 years, praise God. This has been a great journey, and we're going to continue to do that. And I've inspired friends of mine that are just reaching for the goal and doing other things too as well. And I'm glad we can do that. Well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, just forgive us of all of our sins. Be with us. Watch over God and protect us, for we love you. And let us have a great Monday. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Okay, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. I also want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. Also, I want you to do another thing, too. I want you to remember, as I get ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, be kind to somebody today. Make it a kind Monday, even if you're having a blue Monday. Okay? We love you guys. We'll catch you tomorrow on the radio. I'll catch you Tuesday on a radio show. Have a great day. CA signing out. Bye for now.